the Thanksgiving traveling season started today. An estimated 24 million people are expected to fly between today and the Monday after Thanksgiving. That's up by 3.5% from last year. And of course, travelers will face those airport screening machines that show something between a nude photo and an X-ray. And if something raises a question, or if you refuse the screening, you get the pat-down, including of private parts. That has filled the void the elections left on the talk show circuit. But whether or not it's a violation of privacy, does it work? The new techniques have set off a passionate debate. The Transportation Security Administration, the federal agency in charge of security at airports, has strongly defended enhanced security measures as unfortunate but necessary to prevent a terrorist attack. So let's visit that whole debate today with Rafi Ron, president of New Age Security Solutions and former chief of security at Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport. Rafi, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
And also Noah Shachtman, a contributing editor at Wired Magazine and a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution. And Noah, welcome. And I want to start with you. These new machines, two different kinds, they cost about $170,000 each. But you write about the Transportation Security Administration official who was himself screened while training. And there were some pretty serious results. Tell us that story to start.
Right. So this was in Miami-Dade Airport in May, I believe. And a fellow by the name of Rolando Negrin, who was a TSA screener, took a walk through one of these new scanners. And then his coworkers started to make fun of him because of, wow, this is hard to describe on NPR,
right.
Because of the relative size of his private parts.
There you go.
And they teased him and teased him. And after a while, he got so fed up, he took out his government-issued baton and began to beat his coworker mercilessly.
Well, you know, so there was this humiliation factor. But now that's led people to fear, well, is that going to happen to me? Now, TSA officials are saying there isn't a privacy concern. The person looking at the image is in another room. It's not everybody waiting on the security line. The image isn't stored. But some of the government procurement documents that have become public show that in bidding for these machines, the government said they wanted to have machines that could store images. So the question is, you know, where do these images go? Who sees them? And what is the government now saying about whether or not they're stored?
The government says that the new crop of imagers will not store the pictures, that requirement to store the pictures was from an old crop of the machines. You know, that may be the case. I'm inclined to take them at their word. But remember that that's just a setting on the machine. So is the setting to blur out either the face or the groin, or to dumb down the image in the case of the X-ray scanners. Basically, that's just a setting on the computer, and you know, the TSA policy can be to employ those settings or to use new ones.
Well, I'm sorry, it's a very serious issue. I don't mean to make light of it, but when you talked about blurring the groin, it reminds us of humorist Dave Barry, who was told after he went through the screening that he had a fuzzy groin, and so he had to go into the pat down area, and he now worries that he had a fuzzy groin compared to people who have sharp groins. But the question is, do you think they work? Rafi, you consult on security with airports like Logan here in Boston. You know, what do you think of these machines and their effectiveness?
Yes, well, I think that they're absolutely essential at this point in time if we want to avoid situations like the one we faced almost a year ago on Christmas Day, when a young terrorist took an explosive device across the existing technology in the security checkpoint.
The underwear bomber.
The underwear bomber, which had great similarity to an incident that took place 8 years earlier with Richard Reed, who became known as the shoe bomber.
But would this machine have found that explosive in that Nigerian student's underwear?
Probably yes, and of course it depends a lot on the way the machine is being operated, the skills of the operators, and the overall conditions. But I would certainly say that it does improve our position in terms of detecting those devices very, very substantially.
But Rafi, doesn't every country then have to have the machines, because he was flying into the United States? He would have had been screened somewhere else. Do other countries have these machines?
Well, first of all, other countries have those machines. Similar machines have been in place at Heathrow Airport already for close to a year. It is still run as a pilot program. And the EU has not yet decided whether these machines should become the standard for the whole of the EU. But it is certainly going in that direction with the threats that appear on a daily basis. But I think that it is about time that we should start looking beyond the this specific technological system and say what are we going to face next and how are we going to address those threats. And I think that at the end of the day, we will have to go all the way around and come back to the very basic conclusion that the idea of implementing a growing intrusion of privacy with the general public may be reaching a line where we need to start thinking in terms of a more risk-based approach that identifies a smaller group of people that should be subjected to this level of searches rather than 100% of people across the board.
Well, you are talking about profiling. That's Rafi Ron, former chief of security at Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport. We're also speaking with Wired magazine editor Noah Schachtman. We will resume in 1 minute, but go even further. You guys, singer-songwriter Jonathan Mann has already written a song that's a YouTube sensation about, he's griping about the TSA's groping. It's called I Don't Like the TSA. How much more will they like it if it gets even more serious? Let's listen as we go into the break. Back in a minute, here and now.
Or they grope me, which is not okay. Don't get me wrong. This isn't about the agents, because they're just doing their job.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide. On the web at mathworks.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about airport security on this Friday when many people are heading for the airports. Both the new electronic screening machines and those enhanced pat-downs that have triggered the now infamous phrase, don't touch my junk. We're talking to Rafi Ron, president of New Age Security Solutions, also head of security at Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport in the past. He's now advising U.S. airports. And he has just told us that he thinks that perhaps we need to go further, but we're also talking with Noah Schachtman. And Noah, I want to start with you, contributing editor at Wired Magazine and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. You wrote a recent op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, we'll link at our site hereandnow.org, asking, has airport security gone too far? So first, your opinion.
Well, I want to just go back to the last segment for a second and disagree a little bit with one of the things Rafi said. You know, the Government Accountability Office was asked whether these scanners would have caught the underwear bomber.
Which Rafi,
Christmas.
As you know, you said that it might have. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Government Accountability Office said that was an open question at best, and probably not. Also, I have to say that I talked to both of the manufacturers of these systems, and they each one said that the other guy's false positive rate was over 50%. Which obviously they've got a vested interest in saying that, but when they both say that about each other, it's a bad sign. And then the last thing is, the more modest we want to make these images, right? So there are algorithms that can be applied to either blur out certain parts of the body or to make the overall image have a lower resolution in order to make them more modest. The more you do that, the less chance you have
sure.
of finding a bomb. So I'm not sure that the technological case for these scanners is quite so cut and dry, as Rafi said before.
Well, and so there's your opinion on that. But, Rafi, we want to pick up on your other point, which is that you feel we have to go further. And you seem to indicate profiling. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, I don't think that it is further. Actually, I think it is a reduction and maybe going a little bit backward to the basics that we want to apply measures only when they are needed rather than across the board, which is a waste and by definition dictates a lower level of security. Now, coming back to the issue of profiling, and I'm using this word despite the fact that most people would consider that word out of their dictionary.
Because you don't mean racial. You mean
exactly.
Things you know about people.
Exactly, and that's exactly the point. Profiling got a bad name here because it was used racially, this is not necessarily the case here. Actually, personally, I am the first person to testify that racial profiling per se is not a good security measure. I come from an airport that was supposed to be attacked by a Palestinian terrorist, yet it was never attacked by one, but it was attacked by a group of Japanese terrorists in 1972, and by a German terrorist in the mid-80s. So none of which answered to the so-called ethnical, religious, or other type of racial profile.
This is the Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel. And you say, go back to things like if they buy a one-way ticket, if they pay in cash, if they don't have any bags checked, go back to that information. But, you know, isn't that easier to do in Israel than here in the U.S.? So much bigger, so many more travelers.
No, on the contrary. I do think that at the age of information technology, a lot of the information could be processed in a computerized manner. We have to single out a much smaller group than the general population that can be picked up by various programs. I want to remind you, by the way, that such a program was in place prior to 9/11, that did not trigger any negative response from the public. I'm referring to the CAPS program, CAPPS program, which used information that passengers provide to the airline in the process of booking the flight in order to identify people as a selectees, or in other terms, people that they require further searches at the airport. 9 out of the 19 terrorists on the morning of 9/11 were picked up by this system. The only thing is that we did not have any procedure to respond to this identification.
Noah Shachman, your thoughts on what to do, especially since you don't like the screening machines and the pat-downs, and especially since this is an issue that's seeming to be politicized right now. Republican John Mica of Florida wants airports to privatize security contractors, which it would seem to sort of take away at least the consistency that the TSA provides. So your thoughts on, we have about a couple minutes here, your thoughts on what we need to see.
Well, I agree with about 97% of what Rafi just said. The idea that we are going to apply an equal amount of screening to all 621 million passengers that are going to fly in the U.S. over the course of the next year is kind of insane, right? I mean, we're looking for a very small needle, a terrorist, in a very large haystack, which is all of us air travelers. So the idea that what we should do is concentrate on the hay and make sure all the hay gets treated equally rather than using intelligence and using real intelligence professionals to find that needle, you know, I think is nuts. And I think, you know, look, when you go to Israel, you get questioned by real security professionals, trained people who are very plugged into the intelligence system. And not what's basically, look, let's admit it, most of the TSA screeners are glorified rent-a-cops. And they just don't compare to the kind of professionals that they have in Israel.
I think that's
a model that we ought to emulate.
Well, and especially since Rafi, we just have a few seconds here, but Rafi, Ron, you say that we are going from potential terrorists with bombs on their body to bombs in their body, and that's going to call for some real screening. Rafi Ron is president of New Age Security Solutions and former chief of security at Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport. We also spoke with Noah Shachman, contributing editor at Wired Magazine and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. We'd love to hear from you out there. Just go to hearnow.org. Your thoughts, what has to happen next if, in fact, you don't think that what's happening is working for Americans? Rafi, Noah, thanks so much, and I'm sure we'll pick this up again.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Latest news is next, here and now.